fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fella. I'm Silver.
Bob Carey and his widowed mother owned a small ranch, which, because of the lack of necessary cash, they found difficult to keep up. A neighboring ranch, the Bar M Spread, was large and prosperous. One day, Sally Miller, daughter of the Bar M owner, was visiting Mrs. Carey when Bob hurriedly entered the small ranch house.
Hi, Sally.
Bob, you seem excited. What's happened?
Maybe he found out you were here, Sally.
I'm always glad to see Sally, Mom. But like she says, I am excited about something. I think I've found a way to get the cash we need to keep things going here at the ranch.
Now, Bob, we don't dare borrow anymore. Land sakes, we owe plenty as it is.
We won't have to borrow, Mom. I just heard something in town that showed me how we can get the cash.
Oh, that's fine, Bob.
Well, tell us about it some.
Yeah. Well, the Army posted a notice in town. They'll pay top price for the first 500 head of cattle that's brought into the stockyards at Leeton. Outside of the Bar M, our ranch is by far the closest to Leeton.
Son, before you decide, you better think it over. It might take longer to get there than you think, and if someone got there before you...
Oh, no, not a chance, Mom. I'll drive my herd the short way along the trail past the swamp.
Well, I'll feel better if you go out and talk it over with Arizona. He's much older and has had a lot of experience.
All right, I'll go find Arizona right now. I saw him near the corral. When you're ready to go home, Sally, I'll ride with you as far as the Bar M entrance.
All right, Bob. I'll wait until you have your talk with Arizona.
A few minutes later, Bob stood talking to Arizona, a wiry, weather-beaten cowhand who had come to the Carey Ranch as foreman when Bob was younger. Arizona listened as Bob repeated what he had told his mother. Then Arizona spoke.
Now, look at here, Bob. I heard all about it in town myself. Also, I heard plenty more, too.
Like what, for instance?
Well, I hear Hank Miller of the Bar M Spread is fixing to drive his cattle to Leeton. What's more, he has plenty of ranch hands to drive them.
That won't stop me. I'll still be
able to... And I've been told there are just enough cattle cars waiting at Leeton to tote them cattle by railroad to wherever the Army wants to take them.
What's that got to do with it?
Plenty, plenty. If you didn't get there first, we'd be stuck in Leeton with our herd. And we'd be far worse off than we are right now.
Yeah, but Hank Miller will send his herd by the regular trail. We'll drive our herd a short way along the trail past the swamp.
Great day, Bob. You must be plumb loco to even think of trying that.
Well, I don't see why.
Why, with only you and me and a couple of cowpokes to help in the drive, we'd risk losing a good many head of the swamp.
It's our one big chance, Arizona.
Man alive, Bob. That's a risky trail to follow. Even with a smaller herd and more help.
I'm willing to chance it to get there ahead of Hank Miller's herd. Then we'd have plenty of cash to take care of things here.
Hank Miller has so many cattle, he could afford to lose some of his. Yet you don't see him risking that swamp trail. Oh, by thunder, I'm against it, Bob. We'd be risking just about all the cattle we have.
Oh, don't be like that, Arizona. Once we get the herd past the swamp, we'd be all right. I'm sure we can get them through, and it's worth taking a chance.
Well, of course, if we could get the herd to leading, it'd mean a lot. It's against my better judgment, but since you seem so sure...
I knew you'd see it my way, Arizona. We'll round up the cattle this afternoon and be ready to leave in the morning.
Later that day, Sally Miller reined to a stop at the Bar M Corral and dismounted.
Whoa, whoa there, whoa.
As she dismounted, the foreman came from the ranch house and walked toward her.
I'll take care of your horses, Sally. Oh,
thanks, Cal. Were you inside having a discussion with Dad?
Uh-huh. Had some ranch business to talk over. He was asking where you were.
Oh, I went over to visit Mrs. Carey.
Oh, Cal, easy now. Yeah, I hear things aren't going so well at the Carey spread,
They have had a difficult time, but things may soon change for the better.
You mean the Careys have found a way to raise some money?
Yes. Bob Carey's decided to drive a herd to Leeton tomorrow. The Army's offered top price to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I already heard about that. Carey must be loco to think he can get a herd there first. Others are bound to try to beat him to it.
His spread is much closer to Leeton than any of the others outside of ours. Besides, he told me he's going to take a chance and drive the herd over the short trail that passes the swamp.
Huh? He's a fool to risk doing that.
Maybe, but somehow I think Bob will get through all right. The Careys need the money, and this is their big chance. I'm going into the house and rest a while. I won't be riding again today, so you better turn my horse into the corral.
All right, Miss Sally.
Early that evening, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had been trailing two questionable characters, pitched camp in the nearby hills. Tonto went to town to check on the two men. Later, he returned to the camp and pulled to a stop.
You didn't stay long, Tonto.
Not right. Tell me, you. Me go to cafe. Me hear men talk.
Are they the men we trailed here?
Ah. Them meat fella named Cal.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, them standing back a cafe near me. Other fella come into cafe. Him walk back to them.
Well, Blackie and Buck, just the two hombres I was looking for.
Howdy, Cal.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I got something to talk over with both of you.
What is it?
How'd you hombres like to make a little extra cash?
Why, sure, anytime. Doing what?
Look, I'm starting the boys out tomorrow with a herd of cattle along the regular trail to Leeton.
Uh-huh. Go on.
But now, a fella named Bob Carey's starting out with a herd along the swamp trail.
Yeah?
Now, if he has luck, he'll get his cattle to Leeton the day before ours.
Yeah, that's right. If he has luck.
Yeah. Now, you two can help me be sure he doesn't have that luck. You savvy? You see, I'm foreman of the Bar M.
Uh-huh. How are you planning?
I'll tell you about that later when there aren't so many around. In fact, if you come outside, I'll tell you about it now.
Sure, we might as well.
Come on, then. We'll go where we can talk private.
I've heard of Bob Carey. He and his mother have a small ranch. They've had a hard time of it lately. In the morning, we'll keep the Carey herd in sight along the shortcut trail. If there's trouble, we'll be ready to help.
Early the next morning, Sally Miller rode with her father a short distance behind the cow folks, who were driving the cattle along the well-beaten regular trail to Leeton.
Well, Sally, you want to ride all the way with the boys?
I'm turning back when you do, Dad.
Oh, I'm not going much further. Just wanted to see him get started.
Dad?
Huh?
Suppose your herd doesn't get there first. What then?
When Cal says he'll get a thing done, it usually gets done. Our cattle get there first. You can bet on that.
But what are the cattle that get there last? Won't the army take them, too?
Nope. Just have cattle cars for 500. There won't be another string of empties at Leeton for 2 or 3 weeks.
But I don't see how that would keep...
Well, it would mean keeping the cattle on the open range near Leeton for all that time. For the men there to look after them, why, the expense would eat up any profit that could ever be made from them, well, at any price. Oh, I promised Cal a bonus to get there first.
Then if Bob Carey gets there first...
Bob Carey? Well, what do you mean?
Bob is driving his herd to Leeton today. He's taken the short trail that runs along the swamp.
Why, Thunder Sally, why didn't you tell me about that before we started our drive along the regular trail? It's too late now to go the shorter way.
But I did mention it to Cal yesterday afternoon, Dad.
And what didn't Cal tell me?
I'm wondering about that.
What did Cal say when you told him?
He said Bob was a fool to take the risk of passing the swamp.
Well, he's right about that. Even the most experienced cowhands steer clear of that trail with a herd. Well, the swamp is mighty treacherous, and the trail, well, past it, it's narrow. And Bar Thunder, I'd like to talk to Cal and find out why he didn't say something about the Carey drive. He'll lose that bonus money if...
Where is Cal, Dad? Isn't he supposed to take charge of this drive?
Oh, he said he had some business in town that he'd catch up with the herd tonight.
I see. Let's turn back now, Dad. I've something important I want to do.
All right.
Get up,
yep.
Dad.
Yep.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had left their camp and had ridden to the shortcut trail. As soon as they saw the Carey herd coming in the distance, they rode ahead of it, keeping out of sight, but at the same time looking for anything that might point to trouble.
Otto, the logical place for anyone to start trouble would be at the swamp. We'll reach there soon.
Ah, and then what we do?
The swamp will be on the left of the herd. If anything caused the cattle to swerve left along there, many of them would be lost.
Oh, that's right.
We'll take a position on the edge of the swamp, so that we'll be between it and the herd.
Oh, but if cattle go to left... We not able to stop them. Them push us into swamp.
We'll take that chance, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get us out.
Meantime, after watching the Bar M herd start, Cal the foreman rode into town and met his friends Blackie and Buck. The three of them headed for the shortcut trail. Just before noon, they were approaching the swamp.
As soon as we get close enough, we'll stop and wait for Carey's herd to show up.
How long do you reckon it'll take them to reach the swamp, Cal?
Well, they left Carey's place at dawn, so they ought to come along by the swamp around noon.
Hey, we wouldn't like for anybody to see us. Mean plenty of trouble with the law. Buck and me's fighting shy of the law now.
We'll keep undercover. Look, you can see the swamp ahead now, do you see it?
Yeah, we're just about there.
Yeah, there's plenty of trees on this side of the trail. Let's stop here.
Oh, right.
Don't see the herd anywhere in sight yet.
Hey, listen a minute. I think I hear them.
Yeah, they're coming all right. We didn't get here any too soon.
Is that the swamp you told us about, Cal?
That's it. Well, I've known the time when we've... Hey, look.
Huh?
Over there on the edge of the swamp.
It's a couple of hombres on horses.
There must be a couple of cow folks that Bob Carey sent ahead to watch there. Yet he's only got 3 cowhands. Wonder how...
Hey, wait.
Got...
Take another look. Even at this distance, I can't mistake that stallion.
You're right, Buck. That's the masked man and the Indian. They must have trailed us here from Pecos County.
Friend of yours, Buck?
No, that masked armory is known as the Lone Ranger. He's on the side of the law.
I thunder, then maybe he's got wind of what
here
we're up to.
Here comes a herd around the bend. He'll be opposite the swamp in a minute or two.
Yeah, that's right. Think that masked hombre saw us stop here?
No, he wouldn't stay out in the open like that if he thought we was nearby. Of course, it's a little too far to reach him with a bullet.
You won't need any bullets for him, Buck. He won't bother you much longer.
Why? What do you mean?
You just get your guns out. When I give the word, start shooting over the heads of the cattle. They'll stampede toward the swamp, see? And that mask hombre's right in their path.
Him and the Indian will be swept right into the swamp.
Right. Now, get ready. Now, start shooting.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue. The Lone Ranger and Tonto waited tensely as the Carry herd approached the narrow trail alongside the swamp. Though expecting trouble, they were taken off guard by the shooting.
Tonto, somebody's stampeding the cattle this way toward the swamp.
We get caught, Kemosabe.
Steady, Silver. Shoot over the herd. Gotta get them back on the trail.
And not turn. We not have chance.
Keep shooting. They're swerving back onto the trail.
Oh, that could. We almost in swamp.
Yes, I know. That must have been the plan the foreman from the miller spread decided to use. To stampede the cattle into the swamp. After the herd goes by, we'll go after Cal and the other two.
Look, Kemosabe.
What is it?
On trail ahead. Girl riding in path of running cattle.
Yes, I see her. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Cal. Cattle stampeding. They're turning right back.
Yes, she might have a chance to outrun them.
Look, girl's horse stumbled.
Hello, she's right in the path of the herd.
They're not half chance now.
Maybe she has.
Wait, give us up. You're not.
Racing alongside the frenzied herd, the Lone Ranger realized a slim chance he had of getting to the terror-stricken girl who lay on the ground in the path of the cattle. He realized, too, that a slip of only 1 or 2 feet to the left would take Silver and himself into the swamp. It was now that the complete trust existing between the great white stallion Silver and his beloved mask rider was in open evidence. The mighty horse unhesitatingly obeyed a very slight touch or word.
Come on, Silver! Faster, big fellow!
Responding to the Lone Ranger's ringing cry, Silver's pace increased until a touch of the rein brought him in front of the herd, where a stumble meant certain death beneath pounding cattle hooves. Meantime, the helpless girl cried out in terror as she watched the bellowing longhorns bearing down upon her. Though the Lone Ranger didn't expect her to hear him above the thunder of the frantic herd, he motioned with his hand as he shouted,
"Get up! Stand up! Come on, Silver!"
Sally couldn't hear the words, but she understood instinctively that she must get to her feet if the oncoming horseman was to help her. She stood beside her fallen horse, trembling. With the running cattle close at his heels, Silver raced toward her. As the Lone Ranger came alongside her, he reached down without slackening Silver's pace, and with a mighty effort, swept the girl from the ground.
Boys, hold on! Come on, Silver! Steady there. Yeah, I'll put you down. There you are.
Oh, thank you.
Easy, silly big fella. You had a narrow escape.
Yes, it was terrible. Why, if it hadn't been for
it's
you...
It's over now.
Oh, boy. Easy. Sally, and it was you who's almost...
Yes, Bob. I was coming to make sure you got by the swamp all right. Then things began to happen, and... Well, you know the rest.
Yeah.
The masked ranger here saved my life.
I know, I saw it. Mister, I don't know who you are, but I'm your friend for life.
Thanks.
Oscar, hopefully. You all right, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto. Bob, I suppose you know that stampede was intentional.
No. I heard shooting and the cattle started toward the swamp. It was then we saw you and Injun. You turned them back to the trail. When I saw Sally, I didn't recognize her. At the time, I thought she was a goner.
The horse is gone. But I'm sure she'll be safe enough with you. We're going after the men who tried to send your cattle into the swamp. Let's go, Tonto.
Easy,
steady, big fellow. Hold still there!
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode away, Bob and Sally stood looking after them for a moment. Then Sally spoke.
Do you think the masked man and the Indian will find the men who tried to stampede the herd, Bob?
I sort of feel that they will, Sally. It's a mighty funny thing what they tried to do. The only reason anyone would have for doing a thing like that would be to, well, let your father's herd get to leaping first.
Bob, you don't think Dad would send men here to do such a terrible thing?
Oh, no, of course not.
He didn't even know you were driving a herd to leaping until I told him about it this morning, after our herd was well on the way.
Well, that lets him out, all right. But didn't you tell your father yesterday after you got home from our place? I kind of thought you would.
Bob, I just told you Dad didn't know. The only person I told was our foreman, Cal. Dad said Cal didn't even mention it to him.
So you told Cal, huh?
Yes, I wondered why he didn't tell Dad. I also wondered why he had business in town when the drive started and wasn't going to join the herd until late today.
By golly, I'm beginning to suspect maybe Cal knows something about this. Yet I can't figure out how it would mean anything to him if I did get there first with my herd.
Well, I can. Dad promised him a bonus if the drive was successful. Frankly, I became a little suspicious when I found out Cal wasn't with the herd. That's when I decided to turn back. Dad turned back with me. He went home, and I came over here to see how things were going.
Well, we'll go make sure Arizona and the other two of my cowpokes have things under control, Sally. Then I'll take you home. We'll talk to your father. Come on. We'll ride double on my horse and go find Arizona.
After seeing what happened, Cal and his two friends hurriedly left the scene and rode at a fast pace along the trail to town.
That masked man spoiled our plan, Buck. Carrie's cattle will reach late now that their safety passed the swamp.
Lucky he doesn't know who started that stampede.
It sure is. That was my boss's daughter who almost got trampled. Why, if Hank Miller ever found out I planned that stampede...
Nobody saw us there, I'm sure of that.
The Lone Ranger's liable to start looking around. If he and that Indian of his cut sign on us, our goose might be cooked.
Look! Let's turn off here, right through that canyon.
Right.
Ho, ho,
easy,
ho.
Steady there.
We can rein up behind the boulders, make sure he isn't trailing.
Good idea, Ken.
Come on, then. Get up there.
Get
Come
up,
on.
Get up. Get up.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had picked up the trail of the three men and were following. A short time later, Tonto signaled a halt.
Wait, Kimasabe. Who's got those
fellas? Who's What is it, Tonto?
Then leave trail here. Right into canyon.
Yeah. The tracks show that there are three riders.
Isn't that right?
That would be the Bar M foreman, the two men we trailed from Pecos County.
And them killers. It's not good
if face they... worse gunmen than they are, Tonto. We'll go into the canyon after them. Come on, Silver.
Get a much count.
Keep a sharp lookout to the left, Tonto. I watch the boulders on the slope to the right.
We almost through canyon. Maybe the... Me see glinter rifle up there.
Quick, right behind the large boulder just ahead. Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
Oh, he's steady. He just made it in time. This boulder will shelter us.
We're not able to ride out and trail now. Them up on slope behind boulder.
That gives them the advantage for the moment. Throw some lead their way. Otto, continue to hold their attention. I notice the slope is covered with small boulders and sagebrush.
Mm.
If I'm careful, I'll be able to crawl up that slope under cover of those boulders and the brush without being seen.
That's plenty dangerous.
Shoot at them often to hold their attention. I'm going now. Adios.
Behind the large rock on the slope, Cal and his two friends peered down cautiously at the place where they had last seen the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
That boulder they're hiding behind is the only one along the trail big enough to shelter both them and their horses. Looks like we got them trapped.
Let's throw some more lead so they'll know we're here.
Yeah, they're stuck there all right. Hey, Cal, I was just thinking... Two of us might sneak down under cover the sagebrush and small rocks. Then we could
you
come up...
You know that's too late reach.
Hey, but the masked man's got the drop on us from behind. He thought of the same thing Blackie did. He crawled up here under cover of the sagebrush.
Right. Now drop your guns and reach.
He's got us dead to rights. What can we
now
do?
Now get him down.
I told you all to reach.
Better do as he says.
Well, I'm reaching.
I'll take those guns. All right, Tonto. Now the three of you are going to the sheriff's office, where you'll do some explaining.
It was later that afternoon when Bob Carey drew rein before the Miller Rancher.
Ho, 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 yeah.
Thanks for bringing me home, Bob.
Yeah. It's all right, Sally. I can catch up with the herd before dark. Easy, boy.
Come on in. I want Dad to know what happened.
All right.
Why, Sally.
What's happened to you? Your clothes are all torn.
I'm all right, Dad.
Bob Carey. I thought you were on the way to...
His herd is past the swamp, Dad. But somebody tried to stampede the cattle into the swamp.
What? Bob, I hope you don't think
oh,
I had...
Of course not, Mr. Miller. Sally almost got trampled. She lost her horse.
Sally, do you
a
mean...
A masked man on a big white stallion saved my life, Dad.
Somebody's coming.
Mr. Miller?
Yes, I'm Miller.
Dad,
right here.
That's the one. That's the man who saved me.
I came to tell you your foreman, Cal, started that stampede.
What?
Yes, to keep Carey from getting his herd to Leeton before yours.
Why, that low-down scheming coyote. I'll fire him right away.
He's being held at the sheriff's office. Well, Bob, I guess you'll have a chance now.
Well, listen, mister. I'm riding after my herd and turning him back, just to be sure Bob has his chance.
Oh, Dad, thanks.
Oh, thanks, sir. That means that Sally and I'll have enough money to get married.
Yeah, taking my business and then taking my daughter, huh? Well, you can thank the masked man for it.
Adios.
Say now, wait a minute. You saved my daughter's life and I don't even know who you are.
I asked Arizona. And he said he heard of a masked man who rides a stallion like that. He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.